Kids, in the fall of 2010, I was hosting my very first Thanksgiving, and I wanted it to be unforgettable.
Instead of stuffing, I'm gonna fill the turkey with a slightly smaller turkey. It's called a turturkey.
A turturkey?
Yeah, I was there for the insertion. He used shoehorns. I'll be having sides.
Your loss. All right, it's dead in here. I'm gonna call it a little early.
What? No, you can't go now. It's the night before Thanksgiving. College chicks are back in town. Their moms just made a snide comment about the weight they gained. They called her a bitch, but deep down they know she's right. And they are about to walk through that door where we will be waiting with some light beer and some rock hard approval. Well, what a up.
You don't want to bail early, man. You could become the Blitz.
Oh.
Blitz was a guy we knew in college. Sadly, he was cursed.
Well, I'm calling it a little early. You sure we got big plans?
Yeah, remember how last week we fired up a sandwich and we listened to Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon while watching The Wizard of Oz?
Well, tonight, we're doing the same thing, only with Weird Al Yankovic's greatest hits and Apocalypse Now.
We'll see what happens.
Nah, it's Kraft Croft night. Mac and cheese and Tomb Raider. Biz out!
You see, every time Blitz left the place, something amazing happened.
A young woman in a towel.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was my room.
Completely naked.
Completely naked.
Aw, oh, man.
And the movie was awesome.
Aw, oh, man.
At the exact moment Brando first appeared, Weird Al launched right in to eat it.
Aw, oh, man.
It was a
And over the years, the curse of the Blitz continued.
Well, I'm gonna call it. I just got mad in 2K1 and I can't stop thinking about it.
See you later.
All right.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. See you later. Bye-bye.
They wait with excitement.
Taps broke! Can't turn them off! Free beer for everyone!
Free beer for everyone!
Free beer for everyone! Aw, man!
No, you know what? Ted, go ahead. Leave early to do something lame. Just don't blame us if you become the Blitz.
All right, first of all, there's nothing lame about brining a turkey key, copyright pending. And secondly, I don't believe the curse of the Blitz is real.
Kids, I'd live to regret those words. You see, the curse of the Blitz could be passed from one person to the next at any moment. Blitz had gotten the curse from Jerry Windheim back in freshman year, who got it years before that from Davey Biederman. The original Blitz, Matt Blitz, was a guy who went to Wesleyan back in the 60s. He dropped out right before the school went co-ed. And then, Thanksgiving morning.
The apartment is trashed.
What the hell happened here?
Hey, morning, Blitz.
Aw, man.
No, let's get one thing straight, okay? I am not the Blitz.
My Blitzy lies over the ocean. My Blitzy lies over the sea. My Blitzy lies over the ocean. So bring back my Blitzy.
Please stop. Okay, fine.
To me.
The gentleman.
The gentleman!
Wait, what's that? What's the gentleman?
Oh, you had to be there, Blitz.
I'm not the Blitz!
In the bathroom, he pulls back the curtain to find Zoe in the bath.
Zoe?
Morning, Blitz.
Snapshots of Ted, Lily, Robin, Marshall, and Barney. How I Met Your Mother, created by Carter Bays and Craig Thomas.
Kids, you remember Zoe. For the last 2 months, she'd been making my life hell.
Thanks, guys. Last night was amazing. The gentleman!
The gentleman!
How could you, my best friends in the world, hang out with my mortal enemy? Then let her sleep in the tub where I clean myself.
Sorry, Ted, we can explain. After you blitzed out last night.
I'm not the Blitz!
Oh, my God. That's Zoe. That's Ted's enemy, which means she's our enemy. Let's take this bitch down.
Huh? Huh? Who's got your back? Now let's have dinner.
Finish the story, Red.
Okay, well, we all started brainstorming ways to mess with her. There were a lot of different ideas kicking around.
And then I'm just gonna leave her there, buck naked, covered in candle wax, tied to the bed.
Barney, I know that Ted doesn't like that girl, but it's a little extreme.
Wait, Ted doesn't like that girl?
Okay. No, I got it. You see that silk scarf? I'm gonna steal it.
She sneaks up to Zoe and tries to grab the scarf.
Can I help you?
Yeah. My name is Lily Aldrin. I'm a friend of Ted Mosby, so you better...
You're Lily Aldrin? The painter?
Well, yeah.
You're amazing! I bought a bunch of your paintings online!
That was you?
Look, none of us meant for it to happen, but, well, we had an awesome night with her.
The gentleman!
And then the craziest thing happened.
A dog on a skateboard.
I missed the skateboarding dog?
Yeah, but that wasn't the crazy part.
It wasn't?
Okay, Marshall. Truth or dare?
Okay, awesome. Well, Lily doesn't let me do truths, so dare.
Okay. I dare you to send a picture of your junk to a complete stranger.
Best idea ever! Worst idea ever. My junk ended up in some stranger's pocket. If their phone was on vibrate, I basically dry humped them.
Yeah. Okay, everybody shout out random numbers.
4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42.
And send!
Wait, Blitz was there too?
The gentleman!
Oh, I was there for the whole thing. Something inside me just said, Grand Theft Auto can wait a night.
It was legend. Wait for Ted to leave because he's now the Blitz. Dairy! Legendary!
I'm not the Blitz!
I'm afraid you are, Ted. You see, when you left last night, you changed the course of Blitzery.
While watching the skateboarding dog, an ethereal, smoky wisp travels out of Blitz's mouth and floats towards the door of the bar. Now it's in Ted's bedroom, and as it enters his mouth, he wakes up coughing.
I'm finally free! I mean, you have no idea what I've missed all these years. The university president's toupee being snatched by a hawk at graduation? Zeppelin reuniting at my cousin Ira's bar mitzvah. Countless snips, slips, crotch shots, shooting stars and double rainbows. I've missed them all.
Not anymore, Blitz. My name's not Blitz.
My name is Steve! Colors seem so bright now.
Thank you, Blitz.
What? No. I'm not the Blitz. The only thing I missed last night was my best friends stabbing me in the back by hanging out with my worst enemy. Guys, I hate Zoe. That means you're supposed to hate her, too. That's your rule, Lily.
I tried.
Tried? Lily, do you have any idea how many people I blindly hated for you? I hated Renee Zellweger with a burning passion for 8 years, only to discover you meant Reese Witherspoon.
Hey, I will hate her until I get my money back for you, me, and Dupree.
That's Kate Hudson!
Oh, yeah, that's who I hate. Guys, we hate Kate Hudson.
No! We hate Zoe! I'm so furious at you all right now, but it's Thanksgiving and I have a turkey key to make. And not that I'm the Blitz, but could everyone please come with me into the kitchen? Okay, I'm just gonna preheat the oven.
The oven.
Hey, Robin! You should dance on the oven!
Oh, yeah!
Robin opens the oven door and stands on it as she climbs onto the hob. Ted opens the cooker, and the door comes off in his hand.
Did they tell you about the skateboarding dog? It was awesome!
Great, so not only did you guys betray me, but you broke my oven on Thanksgiving?
Full disclosure, we also used all your butter, greasing up Lily so we could see how far we could slide her down the hall.
But if it helps, I reached 4G.
It doesn't help. 4G?
No.
What are we supposed to do now?
This is awesome. I'm part of this.
Barney, I don't know if the oven's deep enough. Plus, it's a display made of cardboard.
Oh, I should probably disconnect the gas.
Hey, just so you guys know, there was a tiny explosion at the sewage treatment plant across the street from our apartment, but I'm sure it's fine by now.
This is awesome.
It's not awesome.
I think the smaller turkey just tried to crawl further inside the bigger turkey.
In a taxi.
I'm having trouble breathing.
Mom keeps an extra litter box in here. There you go. Good as new. Oh, hey, Ginger.
Ted, you're not gonna like this, but we do have one other option.
Hey, you guys should come to my house for Thanksgiving. My husband always spends it with his daughter, so I'm gonna be alone anyway. Can we bring Ted? It's Thanksgiving. What the hell?
No, absolutely not.
Come on, give her a chance.
Ted, you violated a dead turkey with another dead turkey. Don't let that be in vain.
Guys, wait a minute. Where's Barney?
And here's the twist, Babaka. Because Ted left early, he's now the Blitz.
But Barney, now you left the group. Wouldn't that put you in danger of becoming the Blitz yourself?
No, because step on it.
Hey, you missed it!
Oh my God!
Our dad took a wrong turn. We were in the Thanksgiving Day parade.
Joni Bennett passed Ted the mic and he said, "Twist and shout!"
But he's the Blitz.
No, I'm not the Blitz. I'm the Bueller. You know what this means? You're the Blitz.
The Blitz wisp goes from Ted to Barney.
Oh, God, no.
Life moves pretty fast, Barney. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you might miss it.
Chicka-chicka.
Happy Thanksgiving! Ted.
Zoe.
Best friend alert!
Okay, the turkey key is officially cooking.
Oh, God, that is disgusting.
Okay, guys, that's starting to hurt.
You know? No, Ted. Random number guy just sent me his wang back.
Wow. You sent a wang out and you got a wang back.
It's a boomerang.
Nice.
Thank you.
No, I meant the wang. Barney, could you give me some more ice?
Sure. But no one move while I'm gone.
I'm scared.
You're safe. It's okay to leave the room. You have to actually leave the building for something cool to happen. Thanks. You're the only one who's nice to me about this. Okay, I gotta test this.
He tosses a coin, and it lands perfectly on its edge.
Oh, what happened?
You missed it!
Dude, you walked out of the room, the laws of physics stopped, and the laws of awesome tripled.
Aw, oh, man! You said I could leave the room. I just wanted to see something cool happen. I'm sorry, but I was on that island for what seems like eternity. I'm gonna enjoy things on the other side. No! Robin, I will pay you to be the Blitz. $100. No, $10,000. No, $60. What's a lot of money for someone like you?
Dude, the Blitz isn't something that can be bought or sold.
Yeah, it's not like Ted's integrity.
Oh, what was that? I was distracted by the 4-carat diamond your 53-year-old husband bought you.
Facial.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a turkey key to base.
I'm coming with you.
No, I based alone.
Oh, I'm sure you're a master baster, Ted.
Wordplay. Loving it.
But relax. I've got a ton of sides to heat up since my plans fell through.
Who canceled? Your coven?
Coven! Group of witches. Boom!
Yeah, they were worn out for putting that spell on your hair.
Oh, serve returned.
Are you happy? You're ruining Thanksgiving.
Well, you're not exactly who I thought I'd be spending Thanksgiving with either.
God, I'm so happy to be here. My face hurts from smiling.
Oh. Sorry, Lily. I'm just never gonna like that woman.
Ted, give her a chance.
Enemies can't become friends.
Yes, they can, right, guys?
Oh, yes.
No. You guys can't be objective. You still feel guilty about last night.
Well, let's get an outside opinion.
Who are we gonna...
Dear Wang Guy, can enemies ever be friends? Just wondering.
Really? Wang Guy? We're asking Wang Guy?
He's bold and uninhibited, so why not? Hey, guys, you know what, for fun? Why don't we ask him what he does for a living? Come on, wouldn't that be fun?
You got a little crush on Wang Guy, don't you?
What? No! Shut up! I hate him!
Look, you got an answer? Here it is.
Yes, enemies can become friends. Remember what Gandhi said,
be the change you want to see in the world.
Did Wayne guy just quote Gandhi?
That is amazing. And I was here for it. Now Zoe is the Blitz. Ha ha. Burn on her.
Come on, man. Don't be that Blitz.
I'm not any Blitz. You're the Blitz. You're all the Blitz. I slept with that cute Indian girl who cuts my hair.
What does that have to do with anything?
Nothing. I just forgot to brag about it before.
But guys, despite the wit and wisdom of Wang Guy, Zoe and I are never going to be friends. We're just here for her oven, and that's it.
Oh, my God. Did you do that on purpose?
No, it was an accident.
Oh, yeah, well, like kisses.
Oh. Great, real mature.
Yeah, well, you started it.
I was an accident. There you were.
Stop it. Can't you two just stop fighting for one day? Like when the Roadrunner and the Coyote clocked out and had a beer together. Or Tom and Jerry shared a cup of coffee.
Lily, those are cartoon characters, and I'm pretty sure you're making up episodes. And if Zoe is a cartoon character, she's Cinderella's evil stepmother.
Get out. All of you, out! But it's Thanksgiving.
And I'm a part of it.
Out!
Wait, where's Barney?
Hey, guys, the most amazing thing just happened to me in that other room.
Aw, man.
I don't get it. Why'd you just kick us out like that?
And then the cab driver said the last thing any of us wanted to hear.
Where to?
I guess we're going home.
Yeah, I don't know where that is.
Barney drops down onto the sofa with disappointment, unaware that Zoe's walking along behind it, pulling off her sweater.
Lily, where'd you get that?
Oh, when Zoe booted us, it made me want to steal something of hers again. Apartment full of designer labels, and what do I grab? Happy Turkey Day, Hannah. Love, Zoe. I wonder who Hannah is.
Hey, you guys should come to my house for Thanksgiving. My husband always spends it with his daughter, so I'm gonna be alone anyway. Well, you're not exactly who I thought I'd be spending Thanksgiving with either.
And if Zoe is a cartoon character, she's Cinderella's evil stepmother.
Get out. All of you, out!
We have to go back to Zoe's.
You gotta throw me some addresses, buddy.
The others are at Zoe's table.
What are you doing here?
Barney let us in.
Barney was here? I was walking around half naked.
Aw, man.
Wait, which half?
Look, I'm sorry your stepdaughter didn't want to spend Thanksgiving with you.
How do you know that?
I just do. Must be tough.
It was the first Thanksgiving Hannah agreed to spend with me, and then at the last minute, she changed her mind. She hates my guts.
I get that. But you should hang on to this. You can give it to her next year.
Yeah, right. Next year.
Hey, you never know. People don't stay enemies forever.
And that's the story of how Zoe and I became friends.
Cheers. Cheers. Before we eat, we should take a group picture and send it to Wayne Guy.
Oh, great idea.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. One, two, three.
Ted, that is the best looking turkey key I have ever seen.
Yeah.
Thank you. Let's just hope it tastes as good as it looks.
Yeah. It didn't. It tasted wrong.
Oops. Forgot to light the candles.
Oh,
and just as Barney looked away, it happened.
Steve knocks some books on the mantle that in turn topple over a candlestick. A spherical ornament rolls along, making a vase drop off the edge onto a poker, which flicks up the top hat they'd been playing with in the bar the night before. It tumbles through the air, then lands squarely on the turkey key.
The Gentleman!
What happened? I saw it! Ah, come on, Blitz. Now it's just sad.
Oh, man.
Oh, go ahead. I forgot my jacket.
Oh, hold the door.
woman's evening dress is caught in the door as the lift descends.
Thank you, God!
Oh, man!